This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Say, are you also growing weary of those negative campaign ads? In some states, a lot of money is being dumped in, especially to television attack commercials. Millions of dollars have been spent since August on broadcast TV ads in the contest for the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the governorship in several of our states. Tens of thousands of campaign spots have run on television, and the lion's share of them have been negative. I guess those mudslinging spots must work. They just keep doing this, one campaign after another. Wouldn't it be something if two high-profile candidates, as they square off, would agree to disagree, but to do so harmoniously, not belligerently, and to stay out of the mud? From This Week in Agribusiness, the condition of the soybean crop is indeed declining out there in the field, where many acres are yet to be harvested, and yes, there too, mud is the story. As of this past weekend, almost two-thirds of the United States soybean crop was still out of the field. And the condition of the Iowa bean crop fell by 5 percentage points, good to excellent, in 1 week. The soybean crop in North Dakota fell by 7 points, good to excellent. In both Minnesota and South Dakota, the soybean crop was down just 2 points, good to excellent, according to yesterday's weekly crop reports. Now, as far as the corn is concerned, even though we have many reports of corn stalks being down, crop reporters are saying the corn crop condition overall was unchanged from a week ago. The corn harvest is running ahead of average, and the bean harvest is well behind, 15 percentage points off the five-year pace. Oh, what an October this is for sports fans in America's Dairyland. In Wisconsin, with the Packers playing last night and the Brewers playing. You know, I do remember the autumn of 1982 when the Milwaukee Brewers last played in the World Series, and during one of those games, I had the unenviable task of speaking at a farm meeting in southeast Wisconsin, and the whole room wanted to know what was going on in the series. Well, one woman at the very back row had her portable radio up to her ear. And she wasn't at all bashful about cheering her Brewers when they did something cheer-worthy, so I finally asked her to raise her hand after each inning so we could get a report from the back row. And yes, I spoke just briefly that night. That's the Midwest Digest brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.